You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
The Literature Corner.
Oh, look at you. Just like reaching over there, grabbing it like a slam poet. Speaking of slam poets, I've got a couple of slam poets here with me in the studio. Today we're going to talk poetry. We never do. We always pretend that there's, you know, all there is to words in literature are these works of fiction, thick books, what have you, and non-fiction as well. And that's why we have a team. Yesterday I said to my team, well, you guys decide what we do on the Literature Corner today. And they said, well, let's do poetry. So we're going to be talking about slam poetry. If you're a fan of slam poetry, give us a call. Tell us what you love, who your favorite slam poets are. Yeah, in Joburg. And if you recognize any of the slam poets we have, if you want to say, how's it? Show some love to them. You can do that as well. That's what we're going to be doing for the next 20 minutes or so. Let me introduce them. I've got lots of people here. The photographer in green hair. What's your name again? The most important person.
Gwazi.
Gwazi.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello.
I love the love everything about you. And then we've got Vusumuzi Phakathi, who's a poet. Hello. Oh, there you are, yeah. Yes, he's so little, like, I can't even find him. He's the smallest. But I was told that you talk the most. Is that true?
Yeah, I'd like to believe that.
Okay, we'll find out in a second. Then there is Belita Andre.
Yes, that is me.
Belita, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Abiso.
Hey, how are you doing?
How's it, Abiso?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Why was your mouth open when your phone, when your photo was being taken? I saw that.
I have a thing where my face does expressions and I can't control them. It helps for the poetry.
You know, oh, really? I thought as much. We're going to get to that in a second. And then last but not least, is also with us in the studio, is Tutukani Miyeza.
Hello, hello, hello.
Wow, is that your radio voice?
Yeah, that's my radio voice.
You know. I have to confess, I'm not, I mean, it's probably the last thing you want to hear from a talk show host, no? When you're being interviewed. I'm not that into poetry. I always found poetry at school difficult and boring and very hard. And then I've got a couple of friends like Kojo Bafu who are like slam poets. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Slam poetry is a bit easy on my ear. I don't need to deconstruct it like a complicated Shakespeare sonnet because it sounds to me sometimes like a beautiful R&B song that's being performed, you know, with lots of people flicking their fingers. Mm. What is slam poetry and how is it different to poetry nje?
Aha. From what you just said,
I didn't even ask him to speak. But
<this is
Jones.
laughs> Well, yeah, it's, I guess it's my job too. There's a guy, an American poet by the name of Mark Kelly Smith, who is said to be the founder of slam poetry, founded it in 1986. So his belief was that the very word poetry repels people, which is what you just said right now. He says, why is that? Because of what schools have done to it. The slam gives it back to the people. We need people to talk poetry to each other, and that's how we communicate our values, our hearts, the things that we've learned and make out of ourselves. So basically, he then created this culture where poets would compete, because nothing brings the raw out of people more than competition. So the idea was, okay, let's put poets on stage, let's have them compete against each other, and let's have the audience decide what they enjoyed the most, and therefore that is what slam poetry
is. I've often wondered about that. Is all slam poetry competitive?
Absolutely.
Is that part of the definition?
That's the point of slam. Yes. You get poetry sessions and then you get actual slam poetry. So there's a difference between having to go there and simply share your work and then being in a competitive space where there's restrictions, there's certain guidelines that you need to follow as well. Because that's the rules each slam house.
What are some of the main rules, Belita?
It mainly has to do with time limit. Sometimes there's freestyle involved. So you would have words thrown at you and you would have to make a storyline out of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we need to have a narrative. And the main point of poetry is to draw an image, right? The crowd or the audience needs to see what you're seeing. And that's why we flower everything up and we sugarcoat and whatnot.
That's very cool.
I mean, on top of that, so there's the idea that, you know, you get slam poets and you get slam poetry. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you know, slam is the competition. So I don't think that slam itself is a genre. You can, you can find poets competing with haikus and sonnets within a slam, right? So the slam itself is dictated by whomever is hosting the slam, what is judged there.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
You know, like,
so you can sample Shakespeare in the middle of a slam.
Yeah, and if it works for you, then it works for you. Then you won with a Shakespearean slam. Then you won with a haiku. Right. So I think that's also the really exciting thing about it, is that it allows you to explore form and to also then create new form as well.
Totokani, with the radio voice, beyond the competitive element, from a style point of view, from a format point of view, though, what are the distinctive elements?
Like what Babiso said, it's really more of who dictates, who hosts the sessions. You can find out poets coming through with just simple poems, love poems. And this is a competition, but you have love poems and you have political poems. The poet dictates what they want. It's never a thing where my poem has to, like, diss you as a man of speaking. I have to break you down and degrade you. It's all always, most of the time, about us and the words and the quality of our words.
How big is, judging by... You guys are, bigger than, what's that group that sang Mr. Wendell? You're like old choir here in the studio. Is slam poetry big in Joburg? Have I just been none the wiser?
It is. It is. There are so many poetry houses. There are so many poetry sessions.
Which house are you guys from?
Well, we're from Current State of Poetry.
And what is that, East Side or West Side?
Joburg Theatre Side.
Joburg Theatre Side.
I've only heard of Word and Sound. Are they the bad guys?
No, they're just the other guys.
Okay. We all fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you find that a lot at a lot of the sessions. You'll meet the same, poets that you met at, if you go to Current State of Poetry, you'll go to Word and Sound. I mean, I've competed at Current State of Poetry on one-on-one sessions.
Yeah.
I've competed at Word and Sound, been in their top five. Yeah. I've competed in Pretoria Spoken Sessions, and it's not, and Cuddle Sessions I've competed at. It's not like we're out here against each other. The art form is still so in such a developing state as well within South Africa that we don't have that space to be fighting and tearing each other apart.
But is it popular?
Yeah,
it's quite.
Why do I not know about it? Am I just
It depends
just old?
On, I don't know, I guess your surroundings as well, because... Joburg is a very, central Joburg especially, is a very artistic area, and people feel the need to share and to express. And people who want to simply watch this or who want to buy art or see these things go into areas like that. So it depends on what you're into as well. If you're looking for a rugby game or if you want to go do something not art related,
yes,
then you wouldn't go to a very artistic place.
Okay, we're going to take a break because the best way to do this is just to perform, right?
Right.
Do
it.
And seeing as you're competitive, maybe we'll ask listeners to judge you.
Absolutely.
We'll give you numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Before we do that, I've got one more just little form question that I wanted to ask Xabiso, which is, you were talking about your facial expressions. Obviously, if you are writing and you are performing, what are the non-wordy parts of your craft that is an important part of your art?
Yeah. So as much as you get different forms within writing, you get different forms within performance. You need to remember that performance is integral within the slam. You get judged on your performance. So you can have the really over-performer, with big movements, with big facial structures. You can have the really, simple performer who's standing still and just delivering the words. Each is its own performance choice. So you can get your reading slams, but we generally try to stay away from reading off a page and just go into telling the story as honestly as possible and as exciting as possible.
And what's your style in terms of physicality, face? What do you use a lot?
Guys, what's my style?
Well, each of you, I'm very interested.
No, smiles a lot.
Because all of you look very normal and very handsome. And I'm thinking to myself, as Xabiso speaking, if you were as tall as, I don't know, let's think of our stand-up comics. If you were like Kagiso, what's his surname? Lediga. He doesn't even have to open his mouth. His body is a performance.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. We call him the dragon.
That's poetry.
Or if you have green hair. You're already lit before you've started speaking. Whereas you, for example, you pint size. How do you use your... where does your physicality come from on stage? Or what is it?
Well, I guess it's the idea of bringing in theatrical elements to the performance. So well, using physical theater then helps in the performance also, and working voice also. So the fact that I'm small, which has become my strength, that when I get on stage, he's a small guy.
Do you agree? You're nodding there in agreement. Because I'm like, no, he looks 12 and safe.
Wow. I've heard 16.
Slammed right there. Okay, let's take a break. And then on the other side of this, we're going to make them perform, and you can tell us which of these performances you think are the ones that win our little competition here. 16 minutes after 11.
The Literature Corner.
We're talking poetry today, slam poetry in particular. We're going to be doing freestyling first, I think. Vusumuzi, do you take over? Just to explain to the listeners what it is that we'll hear first.
All right. So the first performance will be a collaborative freestyle. So we'll get a concept actually from our host. We'll get maybe two words from you there, and they make up a poem on the spot from that.
Okay, Danae, you got to think on your feet, yeah? Don't think too hard.
Don't think too hard.
Whatever concept.
Justice. So our concept is justice. Name is Danae. Two words?
Yes.
Don't say Serena Williams.
So there's three of them. There's three of them. Give us three words.
Three?
Yeah. Any word.
Democracy.
Love.
Hope.
Okay. Democracy, love, and hope. And your concept is?
Justice.
And your concept is justice. All right. So whenever you guys are ready. So the audience is listening in and they need to judge. So you will give each poet a score from 1 to 10, whatever score you feel. So judge on Twitter, yo. Go on Twitter and do the judging. All right. So I guess your time.
Okay. Alternatively, we as the team will judge.
All right. You can do that as well. When you guys are ready, go.
Justice was never blind. Only when she walked our streets and love left her heart did she forget to see. Justice was never blind.
But she only saw color in due time. It was as if every moment was relived in the past. We are not broken people. We are missing parts. We are the puzzle that was never meant to be separated.
We are the demokratas, the people who govern. Pick our hearts up. We put it back together like love. I forget how to hope sometimes. I go blind most days when justice doesn't come to find me waiting here for her.
For us, the people. The things we name each other in order to reserve and preserve everything we stand for. Yet we don't know who we stand with.
These legs are water. This country has killed me more times than I have learned to breathe. Democracy. Justice never loved until she saw us walk free.
I've still been walking in between boxes. I wonder if this is freedom. If I tick my heart checklist, love that I never know how to ballot box in. I've known how to ballot box my hope inside your chest. I wonder if my chest will explode and the people will come free again. Us, we wait again, again, again.
Yep. There it is.
Okay.
Yep, there it is.
Okay, that's a tough one.
Yep, there it is.
That's
now you need to
tough.
Judge. Now you need to
Between
judge.
Between Tutukani, the second voice you heard was Belitas, and then Klabiso. Mm. That's very hard. What does the team say? I've got my own idea. I'll have the tiebreaker if those three can't decide between them. Eh? Mohau Noloazi Dinewa. Okay, we've got one person for Klabiso so far. Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to stick their neck out?
Has nobody voted?
Again, then one for Belita. That doesn't help us very much. Janelle, what did you say?
Janelle, your vote?
Him.
Klabiso. Okay, this is going to be a hard one. I go with Belita. Uh-huh. So it's a tie. Uh-huh. So we're going to put Tatum Kulu on the spot. Uh-huh. Fusumuzi.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think between those two? We've whittled it down to two.
Okay, between Belita and Klabiso.
Yeah.
All right.
You see, let me explain why I like Belita, but then you can decide in the meantime. I'm just buying you time.
Yes.
Tabiso, I love the rhythm. It was very, very cool. I mean, you were more rhythmic and more musical. But I'm a nerd. I also listen to the content. I was like, I'm a hi. Some of these words are strung together rhythmically, but they don't speak to me in terms of the content. Belita was less rhythmic, but there was insight there in what you were saying. So that's why I voted for her.
I actually would vote for Tutugani.
Just so he doesn't feel left out.
My vote goes with Tutugani because Tutugani led it.
Okay.
Tutugani gave us a stream where Kabiso and Belita walked. So my vote goes with Tutugani.
Well, everyone's getting some love. Everyone's getting some love into it. This is a, we're all winners here. Bogani says, thank you so much. I think after listening to these guys, I've discovered my love of poetry, checking in for poetry sessions. We'll talk about that in a second. Chejo says, my week has been made. Lerato says, thanks, Eusebius. I was so glad they were not reading. I love it when theatrical slam poetry is kept real. No reading, just know your lines and make it real to the audience. I want to travel mentally with the poets. Absolutely stunning. Well, now you've got to perform some more. Well, you're going to quit while you're ahead. What else do you have up in store for us?
All right. So that was the first thing. Another round that we have. So we have either 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute. But because of time and we're on radio, we'll do it a 1 minute poem. So they will do a poem that they prepared now, a ready poem, and the judging will happen again. So we'll start maybe from here and then.
Okay, so who's going to go first?
Ladies first.
Belita.
Yeah.
You are going first.
Okay. Our carpet is sewn together with the neighbor's tongues. There are teeth in the couch and lungs in the freezer every evening. Something tries to breathe through our dinner, your mother's voice, like gasoline in every corner. The walls are on fire, but the neighbors are not burning. The neighbors are watching through their thin lace curtains, gathering apologies instead of buckets of water, and we just lay there, hoping that the flames would seep into the coldness of our marriage. Doubting the man your father warned you about marrying, wishing your husband had a spine. One you could use to shovel all the gravel of gossip from the driveway. But he has grown comfortable living in the neighbor's mouths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Story here.
Wait, we're still having a moment. That was lit. Jeez. Heavy, but good. Okay, who's going? What's the title of that poem?
Most of my poems aren't titled.
So that's
actually
untitled?
Yeah, it's untitled.
Okay.
4.4.
There was something else. Who's going to go next?
Oh, it's me. To my lotus sunflower tree. Nothing has grown in this garden since you last planted your feet. Our lavender lilies haven't laughed in weeks. The rose orchids exhale claims that they forgot how to breathe. The leaves won't leave. Orphaned in autumn and soaked in summer. The only thing that keeps them warm are the embers of hope that flicker. Prayers of you bringing spring hidden in your figure. But who would have figured that you'd leave me alone to tend to this field with holes as my instrument, lotus sunflower tree, please. The daisies have nightmares when they daydream. The angel trumpets play music for our demons to dance on the petals of our plucked memory. Lotus sunflower tree, please, I bid of thee. The forest is fornicating in positions that are improvements to the Kama Sutra. I beg of thee, return.
Yes, boy. Yes.
What was that one called, Tutugani?
Lotus sunflower tree.
Mm-hmm. Not fornicating. Dirty old man. Great stuff. Lotus sunflower.
Lotus sunflower tree.
Okay, that was stunning. Okay, who's coming? Who's next? Clubiso.
There are days when you are a sprawling city. Tumble out of your bed sheets with last night's graffiti tattooed on your tongue. Your teeth still gripping skin of some name already disappearing on your lips. How you speak in foreign whispers. How your voice doesn't belong to you. How it is a ghost. How your eyelids are tombstones. How this city breathes because your blood floods these streets. There are days when you are a sprawling city and your mother is worried about how much weight you're losing every time you pull yourself together enough to see her. How do you tell her it is not her fault she taught you to give too much, that you are spreading yourself all over walls that won't remember what you feel like or hold you back? So you forget yourself on side streets and pavements and build a city on your skin, hoping that maybe you can lose yourself here.
Now you have a difficult job.
Wow.
Now the difficult job is yours.
Yeah, now I'm going to behave here like an all-knowing Claudia Motsoneng and take a unilateral decision. I think this round goes to Kabiso. Well done. Okay, we've run out of time. You guys must come again. That was so much fun. We need an hour of slam poetry. Great response on Twitter. You can go and check out the love there. But before we do that, the person in charge of your PR and sales is obviously Tutukani, who's been trying to sell me tickets here.
Yes.
Where can people go and watch you guys perform, and where can they buy tickets?
Joburg Theatre, May 6th. Go on Facebook for the event, Instagram, CSP Poetry. And I'll be selling tickets, so hit me up. Hit me up. Free pair to
CSP. What is the Facebook page?
Current State of Poetry.
Current State of Poetry. Yes. Remember, guys, if I had to sell you this airtime, you won't afford it.
Yeah. Current State of Poetry on Twitter is at CS of Poetry. And you can go to www.joburgtheatre.com to purchase the tickets.
Now, that's on the 6th.
On the 6th of May.
Okay,
the
great
6th
stuff.
Of May, Joburg Theatre.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you very much.
Love your art. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sorry. Could I just make a few shout-outs? Because things. Okay, first, Uncle Trevor. Hey. Wow. Right. Nzako, David, Tebucho, Leila.
Yes.
I'm done.
Yes.
I'll be there. Sure.
Okay.
Not today. I'll come. I promise you.